Suzanne, I was reading your tweet this morning before I came out to work, actually. Morning to you, Suzanne.
Morning.
Good morning. This is the Jingle Ball gig, which was at the SSE Arena in Belfast. It's been cancelled.
Yeah. I got a phone call from the SSE Arena on Tuesday to say that the gig had now been cancelled. No explanation, no nothing. A four teenagers, a hotel room booked and everything. And there's no explanation as to why it's been cancelled. Who pulled out? Was it Cool FM? Was it SSE Arena or was it the Stars? My girls had got this as a Christmas present last year.
So what date was it supposed to broadcast?
13th of December.
Or it was supposed to be on the 13th of December.
Yeah.
We have a line here from the SSE Arena. Unfortunately, they say, due to scheduling difficulties, this year's Christmas Live Jingle Ball will not be going ahead as planned. For full refunds, please contact the point of purchase. And that's it.
Yeah.
So what do you mean due to scheduling difficulties? They scheduled it.
Yeah.
So how can it be a scheduling difficulty? Hold on a minute, SSE Arena. Hold on a minute, Suzanne. How can it be a scheduling problem if it was scheduled to be at the SSE Arena?
Yeah,
they've unscheduled it, is what they've done.
I don't understand that the tickets were purchased in December last year. So how can it not happen?
How many tickets did you get?
Four. I had four tickets.
What age were the kids?
I had one 13, I have a 15-year-old, a 17-year-old and an 18-year-old.
You see, here again is a story that's beyond just, you know, we dealt with the One Direction thing a couple of weeks ago where, you know, they cancelled the concert because someone was sick. But none of the actual band came out to say, listen, we're sorry, we can't perform tonight.
Yeah.
Here we have something here where, you know, this may have been one of the highlights of someone's Christmas. This may have been a Christmas present to people.
Yeah, it wasn't my house.
And have you been given any explanation whatsoever until this radio show this morning?
No.
So we had to go looking for it. So there was no apology from the SSE Arena. I don't know what Cool FM's association was with this. I would guess, to be honest, that they were simply helping to promote the concert or indeed it was being advertised in their station. We will find out from Cool FM this morning. But you would have thought, if something's being cancelled, that there would at least be an apology, there would be an explanation. And by the way, how easily did they cancel it? Did they just say, for example, stuff the people of Northern Ireland, there's something better's come along, or what is the scheduling problem?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. I want to know why. Why in the month of November, after 11 months, saying, oh, it's cancelled, it can't happen.
Listen, if you have had tickets for this Jingle Ball gig, 0303 80 55 55, and what I would say to the SSE Arena this morning in Belfast, don't you think that if you're asking people in Northern Ireland to attend concerts at your venue, SSE Arena, that you owe people in Northern Ireland more of an explanation than there's been a scheduling difficulty? And should it really take the Nolan Show to contact you to ask you to make it clear why your customers, because they are your customers at the SSE Arena, are being let down as Susan feels? Suzanne, what do you want to say to them?
I would just like to say to them that I have four disappointed teenagers and I think that it's a disgrace. And if they're not going to have these concerts, then they shouldn't put the tickets on sale 11 months before.
Right, well, look, here's what I'm going to do. We're going to go back right now to the SSE Arena again and ask them if they will expand on what the scheduling difficulty has been and why they're pulling a Christmas event off their schedule, Suzanne, OK?
Yeah.
And we'll let you know before the end of the programme if the SSE Arena are prepared to tell their customers any more. The Nolan team is on the Cool FM to see what they know about it. We've already been in contact with them. No word from Cool FM yet. Keith in Belfast, morning to you, Keith.
Good morning, Stephen.
Right, this. Had you booked a gig at the arena? Had you booked for the tickets for the Jingle Ball?
We had, Stephen. Our daughter has never missed a single Jingle Ball that has been held in Belfast. And the morning after each concert, we are tasked to go and buy new tickets, which we did last year. And now it's cancelled. And my problem is with this, Stephen, this is the third major concert within the island of Ireland in the last 18 months. Gareth Brooks, cancelled. One Direction had a problem. Jingle Ball, cancelled. And my problem is, you don't get your booking fee back.
Oh, do you not?
No, you do not. No, it's like
you must get the booking fee back.
You do not get your booking fee back, Stephen. So, 100 or 240,000 people got their booking fee set by the concert promoter or whoever. Now we have One Direction, the concert there, and now all this money. And I have a problem. It's not the £2.50. It's where does this money go? Somebody is making money out of these cancellations. All this money's being... I would never have found out about last night's concert by your Twitter account. When you asked, how are you all doing tonight? And that girl said she was quite annoyed that Jingle Ball had been cancelled.
Yeah, and that's how I found out about it. I found out about it sitting in the house last night by people tweeting me. And I know that people are finding out this morning through this radio show. And I'm just looking, actually. When I said I wasn't sure what this had or hadn't to do with Cool FM, you know, for a start, Cool FM has the ability, obviously, to be broadcasting to their audience. Now, I'm having a look. I don't know if they have or they haven't been broadcasting anything about this, but I'm having a look at the link that is on this statement from the SSE Arena. And the link is all the... This is the internet link, right, for you to look up. It basically says all the www.ssearenabelfast.com/CoolFM Christmas Live 2015. So there does seem to be an association or some type of link between Cool FM and this gig. What have they told their customers? What have they told children who were looking forward to this Jingle concert? And much more importantly, you see, here's the big question, Keith. Why was it cancelled? Is it all right just to say to people who have bought a ticket like you a year in advance, sorry, there's a scheduling difficulty, it's off, now on your way? Why was it cancelled?
Well, Stephen, I would like an explanation as to why it was cancelled.
Exactly.
I'll tell you, the association with Cool FM, they have presenters on the stage. It is a fantastic evening. It starts Christmas off in a lot of households, and especially our household. You get seven or eight really, really good musicians, groups, singers, individuals, and they play their hits that have been on the radio all throughout the year, and it is an amazing evening.
Well, look, I know Gareth in the Nolan office has been on the phone to Cool FM. What we'll do is we'll go even further, because I want to be fair to Cool, all right? They're a fantastic radio station. Let's invite one of their management team onto the programme this morning. So we will give them a platform on this show this morning to explain to their listeners why this gig has been cancelled. And there is the same offer to the SSE management team. Why has this gig been cancelled?
Can you ask the question, why we don't get a booking fee back? Surely the administration costs cannot run into tens of hundreds of thousands of pounds. It's only £2.50, but that £2.50, if you've bought four tickets, is a tenner.
Yeah.
And a lot of families, and that girl may or may not get her hotel reservation cancelled. She may not get a refund. She may get a voucher. There's something fundamentally wrong with paying for a ticket which costs you £40 and only getting 20, 38 pounds, 50 back, or whatever it is. It's wrong. And I'd like to know who makes the money, where does the money go, and why is it not given back? When I buy a ticket, or when I buy a can of Coke at 50 pence and take a sip out of it, I can't ask for the 50 pence back. It's not right.
We'll try to find out where the money goes as well.
Thank you very much, Stephen.
All right.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Morning to you.